So as promised, we are speaking to Executive Mayor, that's a Councillor S.E. Magushe Mazibogo. Councillor, a very good morning to you, and it's such a pleasure to have you with us this morning, and thank you for taking the time to speak to us. So we're talking about this issue, and it's an issue that some people have expressed when it comes to community leaders that, you know, in certain communities, you would have a leader who doesn't even reside in that community. And how difficult then it makes it for the community and the leader to then speak the same language. Is it really important for a leader who serves a particular community to be a part or to stay in that community?
Well, good morning to yourself and the viewers at home. Well, one would need to first indicate that by law and by IEC rules and regulations, a councillor of any ward can be elected or nominated irrespective of where that councillor stays, mm-hmm. as long as they're in the same municipality. So that means if you can stay in Ward 32, however, be a ward councillor of Ward 37. But within the political party that I come from in the ANC, we feel that it is important for the councillors to stay in those particular wards where they are leading so that they can be accessible to the people at any given time and be experiencing the challenges that are there so that they can be able to fast track reporting those issues because they would be seeing it and living it on a daily. But however, by law, it is not a must that a councillor must reside where they are voted into.
Yeah. You know, one of our listeners, loyal listeners, indicated that sometimes we have councillors who then would have to move, not because they want to, but because of the challenges that they face with that community, be it, you know, abuse. He even says that, you know, their homes sometimes would even be turned into complaint centres. What would you say are some of the challenges that councillors account or are met up with when they deal with that community that they serve?
Well, that is particularly true. We have experienced it as well, even in the city of Bombela, where councillors had to move from their respective areas. One needs to understand that councillors as individuals do not have a budget directed to them. Mm-hmm. So when communities have a problem with some service delivery issues, they tend to now think it is the personal problem of the councillor and the councillor is the one who's not giving the services instead of the whole council. Because the whole council is the one that decides on the budget. It is the whole council that then prioritizes after the mayor prioritize and then they take the budget and IDP and ensure that they divide the budget accordingly so wards would be benefiting. But however, you find that in certain wards, there's one word I don't want to mention. There is a road that we built a year ago. We built the road in one sector and then the community of the other sector was now fighting the councillor wanting a road. And it's very impossible that you can have 10 roads in one ward mm-hmm. at a given time. So those are the challenges that our councillors face. You have councillors who've been hijacked. You have councillors who've had their houses burned. But fortunately, in Bombela, in this term, it has not happened. But we've seen it on TV and whatnot, where councillors' houses have been burned. This year, last year, where a councillor, I think of Ward 18, whose mother's house was burned. Mm. So these are some of the challenges councillors face. That is why some of them would tend to, for their safety, leave where they are leading and go to other areas for their own safety.
Mm. Well, you seem to be doing well. So what would your advice be to a councillor, perhaps, who's struggling to be on the same page as the community?
Well, I think, one, the best thing that one could do as leaders, not only just councillors, try to be truthful to your community at all costs. Because if you're going to call community meetings and explain to them on a daily, this is where we are at. We had agreed on our priorities of the ward. These are the 5 ICP priorities. However, the municipality or the council has approved one of these 5 priorities due to budgets and whatnot. The community, when they're kept abreast, then they would know what is going on. Then at the end of everything else, we do have adjustments due to the budgets that are there. If you get more money as a municipality, then you can get more projects on the IGP. If you get less money from collecting your rates or even the grant card nationally and otherwise, then you are going to have a reduced budget, which means you are going to have other sectors being affected. Then go back again to the community, call a community meeting, call sector meetings, make those communities understand and tell them the truth, tell them the processes where we are at as government and where we are going and when to emphasize their projects or their service deliverables that are grant funded, particularly or internally funded, that when are they going to be implemented. When you do that, it is easier then to have a hegemony and have the community understanding you, and they will at the end of the day be the ones defending you from the other elements that could be there, because the political terrain, you'll always find those elements there, but then at least you'll have the majority backing you and ensuring that this is what the councillor said and this is how we are moving as this community.
Okay, transparency. That's Executive Mayor, Councillor S.E. Magushe Mazibuko. Councillor, thank you so much for speaking to us.